The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall. That's Dave Draper.
Hooray.
Yay. We're back.
Sure.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That was rude. It was very rude.
That's going in the iTunes reviews.
It was very rude.
They're crude monsters who belch and emit flatulence on their podcast.
They're terrible.
In between talking about their cat.
Meow. Actually, talk about animals. I saved a little bird today.
Aww.
I was going out the back door. McKesson had pulled up with a delivery. And I went out to meet the driver. And I opened the back door. And we both looked down. And there's this little finch just sitting on the concrete. And he must have flown into a window or something. And he was stunned. So I pick him up. And I carried him out to this tree and set him on the ground thinking he'd be okay. And then I just worried about him the entire time. So I made him a little you know, a little nest with a towel in there and some water, and I went and picked him up and brought him back and put him in there just to keep an eye on him until he hadn't moved, and I was like, So I watched him for a while, and people were giving me, you know, they were like, well, try put him in a box with a heat lamp, and he should perk right up. Well, I didn't have a heat lamp, but I had a heater.
Yeah, no.
So I pointed the heater at him.
You didn't have a heat lamp just lying around?
Yeah, no, right. So I pointed a heater at him, and he started, like, perk up after, like, he had moved a little bit, and then it just, like, he was really, like, exhausted and just really out of it. But every once in a while, he'd perk up and look around and hop around, and then he'd just, like, ugh. So I pointed the heater at him, and he perked up real good, and he kind of hopped off the out of his little bed and onto the table, and I was like, okay. Well, I picked him up and took him back outside, thinking, well, maybe he'll fly away, and he didn't. So I put him on this very low branch of this little tree so he could see. He was outside, and he was safe. And I checked on him once, and he hadn't moved. And then when I went back, he was gone. And it's not like he was on the ground, or
there was a cat over there looking very happy.
Well, I didn't see that either. But my hope is that he flew away because I didn't know what else I was going to do with him.
To spread COVID-21 across the land.
Because I had been specifically
the new bird flu.
Yeah, I had been specifically told I could not bring that bird home. Oh, and I was like, aw,
dude.
I was like, aw,
dude. Well, first of all, you've got two cats.
Ah, yes, we do. One of them's been an outside cat for almost a decade, so yeah, he would probably kill it on contact.
The bird would be eaten.
Oh, yeah. But I felt like I did a good thing. I helped it survive.
I mean, sure.
So, took care of him. I felt bad for him. I was like, little dude, or little dudette.
Yeah, it's hard to tell birds.
Yeah, it really is. But yeah, it was my good deed for the day.
Well, okay. Yeah. You'd probably get out of hell 2 seconds earlier than you would have otherwise.
Yeah, I'm sure there's still a special place somewhere for me.
Oh, I know there absolutely is. Yeah. But, you know,
yeah.
Maybe they turn the temperature down like half a degree. So toys.
So Super 7 announced, even though they're on their fifth wave of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Ultimates, they are making the original four turtles available to people who missed them. As you know, Super 7, or if you don't know, Super 7's figures are made to order. They are not, at least the Ultimates, they are made to order, which means if you don't pre-order them and you miss out, you miss out. Like, they're not in stores. You can't just buy them. I think you can buy them on Big Bad Toy Store, but once Big Bad Toy Store is out there.
Yeah. I see, there's too many companies making turtle figures right now.
Right.
So I'm getting them all confused. Like, what is the one that I have? I'm asking you. I don't know.
It's this one. It's the Ultimate Leonardo. Yeah. Okay. Because it's this one. Because he comes with the weapons rack.
He comes with the weapons rack, and then the actual weapons painted and looking nice.
Yeah. It's the Super 7 Ultimates.
Again, they make too many of these things.
Because
there's another company that's doing like classic turtles too, right? Like not Playmates, but like
NECA's doing the cartoon stuff and the movie stuff, and they're doing. The Ultimates are based on the toy line, the vintage toy line.
Yeah.
So they're all updated designs on the vintage toy line.
My brain hurts.
I know. Super 7 is making the original four turtles available to pre-order again until June 1st, and they'll be on your doorstep by January of next year.
That's less cool.
Because they are made to order. It's not like they're just sitting around. So I'm sure people are already bitching about it. Oh, they've already done them. Why can't they just deliver them? Well, they gotta make them again.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can make them again, but still, you got the mold. It's
not of course, like you have to. Leo, Raph, Donnie, and Mike.
Eh.
They all come with little extras, like Donatello comes with an open and closed turtle communicators, and all the weapons he would have come with as a vintage figure, including the weapons rack. And he comes with two heads, one toy-inspired head and one more modern-styled head.
Yeah. And to reiterate, basically you get the weapons like they're painted and nice, and then you get a solid color weapons rack like you would with the original figure. Yep. So you get two sets of weapons.
Yeah. Michelangelo comes with a grappling hook, a bunch of fists, and a pizza box, and two heads.
That's like the best one.
Yeah, I think so.
Because he gets a pizza box.
Yeah. Raph comes with a slice of pizza, two turtle communicators, and two heads.
Where does he get two turtle communicators?
Oh, and then Leo gets a slice of pizza. So once you have everybody, because Donatello comes with a slice of pizza too. So once you have everybody and Michelangelo, like, you get the whole pizza.
Who, by definition, is part of everybody.
True.
You get the whole pizza.
So, and then Leonardo comes with a bunch of hands, an extra head, his turtle communicators.
You know, I should know this. I have one.
I know, right? So you can find that over on Super 7's website.
I just buy the things, man. I just buy them and throw them in a stack.
I just buy them and throw them. Well, I know. When I came over to watch the dog, I walk into your media room, and I'm like, Jesus, Dave, what are you going to do with all these Star Wars figures you got stacked up here?
That's the excellent question.
Oh, my God.
A fine question.
I was like, those are like, what, 15, 20 figures stacked up there?
Oh, probably more.
Yeah, probably more.
It's like the last wave of vintage, and then
the Mandalorian vintage,
the Mandalorian retro, the Empire retro.
Yeah, that's like, good God, David. I know. Oh, and there's some Eagle Force figures sitting in there too.
That literally just they're the ones that are like the schmancy, not schmancy, but they're the retro ones.
Oh yeah,
so I don't really have a place in the display for them.
I gotcha. But yeah, it cracked me up, and I was like, well, let's see what Dave's doing here.
As opposed to like right over your shoulder where there's another stack.
I know there's another stack of toys. Yeah, I know. Diamond Select Toys' San Diego Comic Con exclusives continue on.
Yeah, I was just telling you about this. This is literally from Big Bad. I mean, it's not Big Bad Toy Store, but it might as well be because that's their order.
So they're doing a deluxe action figure box set for Lord of the Rings featuring Gollum and Invisible Frodo.
Yep.
Along with I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is. I don't. It's like a little boat made out of bones or something. I don't know.
Oh, along with Gollum's boat. Yeah, good job, David.
Gollum have a boat?
I don't know. That's a good damn question. They're doing a commemorative gift set, Minimates Night Before Christmas set.
Yeah.
So Jack, Sally, the mayor, the werewolf.
Clown with the tearaway face. I would assume.
Yeah, the clown with the tearaway face and the.
I don't know what he was.
Oh, I don't know what he is. Behemoth. That's his name. Yeah, the guy with the axe in his head.
Yeah.
So there's some San Diego Comic Con exclusives. There's going to be a couple of those in this.
Like again, Big Bad Toy Store is lousy with them.
Yeah. Hasbro showed off Transformers War for Cybertron 2-pack, a new one with Grimlock, Kingdom Mirage, and Kingdom Grimlock. And Grimlock is basically a redeco of the Dinobot. That's already out, but with a Grimlock head.
That's what they did back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Did they really?
They did. They reissued Dinobot in gray and called him Grimlock. I've got him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mirage looking more like his with the G1 colors and stuff. So
I guess.
Wow. So you can find that over on Amazon right now. It's the Deluxe WFC K40 is the name of that one. So
those hands are dinosaur accurate and look stupid.
Yeah, they do. They look really tough.
But they're accurate.
Here's some more Diamond Select toys for San Diego Comic Con. I know, right? San Diego Comic Con, Eric Draven in his chair action figure box set from The Crow. So he gets his little chair that he sits in.
So you can recreate that moment he sits down.
Yes. Wow. And then a Avengers movie commemorative set of the first Avengers.
Yay!
So, you know.
Pose them in the best scene in the movie when they're all in the circle.
Heck yeah. And then you get a Nightmare Before Christmas deluxe action figure box set. So it's features an all-new Jack Skellington and everything he needs to make his Christmas happen. The hanging tree, his toy building table, and various toys. So it's kind of neat. Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Again, I remember the old vintage line. I always thought that those were just, one day you were just going to find them in pieces because they just looked fragile then. I can't remember who made the old vintage toy line.
I don't know. Like
Mattel, maybe?
I don't think so. I thought it was some third-party company.
Maybe. Marvel showed off a bunch of new Marvel Legends earlier this week or last week?
No, I'm groaning because of the stupid Target exclusive.
Well, this is a different one. Earlier this week, they showed off a two-pack for They're calling Endgame. It the Infinity Saga, yeah, for Endgame, for
yeah,
Iron
yeah,
Man,
they were
Mark
calling
85.
Infinity Saga for everything up to Endgame.
Yep. And Iron Man Mark 85 for Thanos, and they come with a bunch of stuff. Several different Tony head, like two different Tony heads, the Iron Man head, a snapping finger for the end of the film.
Yeah,
Thanos comes with his own gauntlet, a bunch of heads, and his the main head he's packaged with is Thanos getting dusted, which is kind of neat.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We get a Odin.
I think that's from the first Thor when
yeah.
he saves when he in the prologue when he saves when he beats the giants.
Yeah,
I think
so
because he's got the helmet.
I was looking for the yeah. There you go. There's the Thanos that's being dusted.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. Yeah, and the Odin people have famously already made memes on it because the Odin head sculpt, like the helmeted one's okay, but it's the other one that's smiling that everyone's been making memes of because there's that famous meme of the old guy smiling.
Oh
like
yeah
that.
Yeah 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 yeah
yeah. So I've seen a bunch of memes about that, and I'm like, really? Oh, okay. Well,
he doesn't really look like Anthony Hopkins.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. The helmeted one kind of does.
Yeah.
But the smiling one, no, not so much.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he's got a helmet and an eye patch, so there's a lot of face covered up in that
yes,
one.
Yes, there is. We'll come back to Marvel Legends here soon, but PowerCon revealed their PowerCon 2021 exclusives. One of them is a Masters Universe Origins Horde multi-pack.
Hmm.
So we get a blue skin Hordak, Dark Grizzler, which was the vintage, the variant, the Dark Grizzler, with the you know.
Sure.
And then a Crimson Horde Trooper and a Shadow Horde Trooper. So those are kind of neat.
That's not a good photograph.
No.
Because he looks orange.
Yeah.
He doesn't look crimson.
You get a Master Universe Origins Faker 2-pack with a Faker that looks very much like the Leo release in Italy.
Right.
And then a Battle Cat, now called Duplicat, which is his robotic feline mount.
You know, I'm not the biggest Masters fan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool that they gave Faker a fake cat.
Yeah, it's kind
of like I like that.
And then the Master Universe Origins Secrets of Grayskull accessory pack. People were wondering because the Grayskull playset, the new one, has pegs where the armor would
yeah,
have stood.
Space suit, yeah.
Yep. So for the first time, you're getting an Origins figure, a Masters figure based on the spacesuit.
That's actually cool. I like that, too.
As well as a 3D dungeon grate that includes the famous tentacle from the artwork and the Spirit of Grayskull, which was based on the end of one of the mini-comics.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's a neat set, too.
Yeah, that one's only $30. That one's $30.
Wow.
Bucks. The Faker 2-pack is $60.
Wow.
And the 4-pack is $150. So that one's the most expensive one.
Well, you get four figures.
Yeah. But,
I mean, sure, two of them
I know,
are the same figure.
Yeah.
But
and I know here, I think starting this weekend, PowerCon 2021 does attendee and non-attendee sales, so you'll be able to pre-order those.
Mm.
Which is kind of nice. Back to the Hasbro Legends. They announced today a Target exclusive of Happy Hogan and Iron Man Mark 21. I know, Dave's really pissed. He was so excited when I told him earlier, Happy Hogan.
I was like, oh, John Favreau figure.
I was like,
so
oh,
happy.
Yeah, it's a Target exclusive. And Dave immediately started bashing the table repeatedly.
I hate Target.
I'm sure you'll get a hold of one.
Maybe.
But it's kind of funny.
If it wasn't a Target exclusive, I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm not doing a bit. I don't know
if
I'll bother.
They showed a standalone figure that you can pre-order from Big Bad Toy Store of the Iron Man Mark III. And apparently, so there's a total of 10 figures in this line. So this one. So the figures revealed are the Age of Ultron Quicksilver, the Endgame Warrior Thor, the Endgame Iron Man Mark 85 and Thanos 2-pack, and Thor Movie Odin. And then this was, so 1, 2, 3, 4. This was set 5, was this Iron Man Mark III. Set 6 apparently is an Iron Man 1 Ironmonger. Set 7 is going to be...
Wait.
They haven't shown him yet, but they've already announced that...
Is that a Target exclusive?
No, these are going to be the Amazon ones, because the ones you can get
on
Amazon are Big Bad Toy Store or whatnot. So the next set they're going to reveal is Iron Man 1's Ironmonger. And then after that is Thor 3's Surtur.
Oh. Aw, damn it.
Yeah.
That's Clancy Brown.
Yep. And then set 9, which they haven't shown set 8, but set 9 apparently is a unknown store exclusive.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be Target and it'll be good.
Yeah. But that Iron Man's kind of neat because he's got the little rockets on his wrist that are...
Yeah. They use to blow up a tank.
Yeah. So it's kind of neat. And he's got a couple of... The arms are alternate. He's got an alternate head, so...
You know, I don't know if they've done a... Like, a lot of the first Iron Man stuff, the toys they did for that weren't quite...
Up the snuff?
No. They were fine. They were fine toys, but they weren't Marvel Legends scale.
Right.
They were just a little short.
Yeah, they were.
So, like, it's interesting to, like, go back and do some of these.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, ooh, Ironmonger. Because, like, the Ironmonger toy is in, like, a 4-inch scale, really.
Yeah.
Like, if you open it up and you see Stain's head, it's a 4-inch scale head.
And then the next one is an Amazon exclusive, which will be up for pre-order on September 1st. Mm. And it is
September 1st?
Yeah, I know, right?
Good God.
With a September 1st release. It's up on pre-order now. I'm sorry, I misread that. Mm. This one is from Marvel Avengers Endgame, and this one is of Endgame Captain Marvel and Endgame Pepper Potts as Rescue. And it's the first Rescue figure where we've got the alternate Pepper Potts heads.
I believe so.
Yep. And then Captain Marvel in her end-of-the-movie suit with her haircut.
Yes.
But they come with an Infinity Gauntlet she can run with, and then Rescue comes with her little... her blast attachments for
stuff,
back.
Yeah, Iron Man stuff.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. That's kind of a... I imagine Dave will probably get that one.
No.
No?
No.
Just for the Pepperheads?
I mean, I've got the figure already.
Yeah.
They already did Rescue.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, yeah, no, it's like an... It would be cool to have that one where the helmet plate is up.
Yeah.
Because that's like the cool shot where she does the Iron Man landing and the helmet pops up.
Pops up, yeah. Shoot. Let's see, I'm going to come back to that. They showed off a new Hot Toys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Iron Man 2 Tony Stark with the deluxe version of his suit-up version from Iron Man 2.
Yeah, the kind of Silver Centurion.
Yeah, yep.
Quasi-Silver Centurion briefcase version. Ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat, like, he comes in his racing gear, too. So
yeah,
he's all
I didn't know
up.
That.
Yeah, so it's kind of, and the little, you know, he can do the little...
Yeah.
With
I assume those
back.
Are all separate pieces.
Yeah, I would assume so. We'll see here in just a second as we scroll through. It's like there's a couple of different... There's an exclusive accessory of the Mark V suitcase with the articulated function. She can open and close. And then they've got one that's fully open. Oh, the Stark, the sculpt on that's great.
It's Hot
Toys. I know
Toys.
It's Hot Toys, but still. Yeah. And I'm guessing the suit goes on over. And it looks like it does go on over the racing. It looks like you just kind of clip it on. I was looking for a picture of, like, usually they show the accessories.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't show it, but...
Well, I think that's that. I think you get the 3 suitcases.
Yep.
Like, close, kind of opening, and then open where he's got the handles.
Yeah. It's very neat.
Yeah, it's neat. No, it is neat, but, like, you know... Number one, it's expensive. Number two, it's Iron Man 2.
I know.
So, yeah.
We get a new look at a 3D render of an upcoming flame on Human Torch, where he's getting ready to set himself on fire, basically, for the retro line. So the Marvel retro line.
Okay.
He's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Got some different hands and some little flame effects that clip on, and nice Johnny Storm sculpt.
I guess.
Yeah. We got some official images and details from NECA on the American Werewolf in London Kessler's Wolf figure.
Okay.
So we know he'll stand, he'll be 11 inches at its full length and has over 30 points of articulation. Will include interchangeable heads and comes in a collector-friendly display box, which will ship in November. Hmm. So if I see that, I will probably buy it.
Oh, okay.
Because I always thought that's one of the best werewolf films ever.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I think that and Howling are probably the two best werewolf movies ever made.
I agree. One of the other Hasbro reveals today was they showed off Power Rangers Lightning Collection figures.
Okay.
So we get the Power Rangers Lightning Collection SPD A-Squad, which is the main Rangers. But people have got to jump all over for this shit because apparently the Yellow and Red Ranger are Big Bad Toy Store exclusives. The Pink Ranger is a GameStop exclusive. But you can pre-order it directly from Hasbro Pulse.
Jesus, Hasbro.
The Green Ranger is only available at Best Buy.
So which one... which is the most important character? Because that'll be Target.
Well, none of them are Target, surprisingly.
What?
Yeah. But they also showed off a Blue Ranger versus the Silver Psycho.
Okay.
From Power Rangers in Space.
Sure. Who doesn't remember that?
As well as Andros, which was the
Andros.
one of the characters from Power Rangers in Space.
Good old Andros.
I know. But they also showed a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Yellow Ranger versus Scorpina battle pack.
Hmm.
Which I was telling Dave, Scorpina was Goldar's girlfriend for, I think, a season. Maybe part of season one. So, yeah, some neat Power Ranger stuff for fans. If they can find them.
If they can find them.
No. Most of this stuff is available to order on Big Bad Toy Store, though.
Mm.
Like, you can order the two packs and all that stuff. But the SPD Green Rangers, Best Buy, and everything else is pretty much Hasbro Pulse or Big Bad, so... they finally revealed the official images of Master Universe Revelation, the Masterverse figures. So we got Masterverse Battle Cat, which is kind of neat looking.
Yeah.
We got, and you can take the mask off and he's Cringer underneath, which is kind of neat.
Oh, that's kind of slick.
Yeah, because the eyes, the Battle Cat eyes are on the helmet.
Ah.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Clever boys.
Uh-huh. But I was trying to figure out if he had an alternate head, because he's got Cringer's overbite, but in Battle Cat, he's got regular teeth, so...
I mean, if you open the mouth, like, the one's closed and the one's open.
Yeah, I'm curious to see that. That looks neat.
That's clever.
They show off Evil Lynn.
Yeah, I want that one.
So we got better pictures of Evil Lynn.
Wow. That one arm is regrettable.
Yeah, it's regrettable pose there. So she's kind of neat. She comes with a staff and a pouch of some kind.
Called a satchel.
Satchel. An extra hands, her staff smaller... kind of in the vein of the vintage line where she had the little small staff. Let's see. We get He-Man. All his smiling He-Man-y glory. Which gives us a better look at the Power Sword, because the Power Sword's been updated a little bit. So because of the Power Sword and the shield, we get Moss Man, which people were really excited about that Moss Man, because he's just kind of neat looking.
Yeah, they're kind of going a little Groot-y.
Yep. But he's got a bunch of extra hand attachments.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, it's like branches shooting out.
Yeah. And
his feet are kind of like roots.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Kind of
doing a swamp thing, kind of Groot, kind of tree beard.
We got Scott. I think his name's Skelet God.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, Skelet God, which I'm guessing, because at some point Skeletor must get the Power Sword, because he's holding the Power Sword there, so... He must turn into a He-Man type character, and that's who they're battling.
I guess.
So we get the.
He always had half of it.
I know. He did always have half of it. And then Skeletor himself, which the up close pictures looks kind of neat.
Yeah, well, I like. I mean, the skull is very kind of cool and skullish, as opposed to being kind of cute and cartoony.
But we also got leaks for upcoming Masterverse figures for Revelation. Including Beastman, Man-at-Arms, Teela, and Spikor. Hmm. So they were not shown, but that is the second wave of those four. The figures will be released in June, starting off at Walmart, and then should be available everywhere starting on August 1st.
So you'll be able to get one August 1st.
Yeah, probably. Playmates announced a little something that was very interesting. It's TMNT versus Cobra Kai action figure 2-packs.
Wow.
So we're getting 2-packs of... 1 2-pack is Donatello versus Johnny Lawrence. One is Michelangelo versus Danny LaRusso. One is Leonardo versus the character Miguel from the Cobra Kai film
show.
And one is Raphael versus John Kreese.
That would be a cool one.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. No idea what these look like yet. They have not shown pictures. I'm sure we'll see them as we get closer to when Comic-Con should have been.
I wonder who did... I don't think it was Playmates who did the old Karate Kid.
No, it was... Well, that's what people are hoping, that these are like vintage-style figures.
Yeah.
It was... It wasn't Coleco. It was, I don't remember now.
But it wasn't Playmates.
No, it wasn't Playmates.
Yeah, that'd be kind of neat if they did them like those vintage figures, though. Yeah.
And then, again, they're re-releasing more vintage figure 2-packs. So we get another Leonardo and another Rocksteady. So we get Leonardo versus Rocksteady, Michelangelo versus Bebop, Donatello versus Shredder, and the one that really had people excited was Raphael versus Triceraton, because they've never reissued the Triceraton. So
God damn it.
That was the only one that people were like, ooh! But everyone was like, oh.
And that's Playmates.
Yeah.
So that's three companies doing classic turtle figures.
And then on the on the subject of Cobra Kai, Diamond Select Toys has another Comic-Con exclusive. This time, the 3-pack of Cobra Kai figures, including Johnny, Daniel, and John Kreese. So, in all their over-articulated glory. Although that Daniel head's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's terrible. Kreese is good.
Kreese is not that good.
Johnny's is pretty good.
Johnny's looks like he's from the film, not from the show.
Yeah. So,
Johnny's had some hard living.
And then Mattel also revealed the Master Universe Origins Wind Raider.
Okay.
Which looked kind of neat.
It looks like the Wind Raider.
Yeah. But it comes with a new little, like, flight stand that has, it looks like it hooks onto Castle Grayskull somehow. So, and, of course, it's got a working winch and all that stuff. And
I've still never seen the shark.
I haven't either.
Street shark.
I haven't either.
I've seen, like, the front half of the attack track or whatever it is that they now make its own vehicle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've seen that everywhere. Never seen the shark.
Yeah, the Wind Raider looks pretty. It's a nice box. I'm glad they kind of went retro style with the box.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Mezco showed off more pictures and images and details. The pictures are images, because Jason can't talk. Of their Batman Gotham by Gaslight figure.
Which
was one of the best Elseworlds stories of all time.
It was one of the first Elseworlds, and it is one of the better ones.
He includes a 1/12 glider with hinged wings.
I don't have a glider.
So he comes with a little glider he can fly on. That's cool. A nice figure. Was that the one where he's fighting Dracula?
No.
I
mean, he might.
Oh, yeah. He's fighting
fighting Jack the Ripper.
Yes, Jack the Ripper. Yes.
And then at the very end, Gordon calls him in because there's this guy who's been poisoning widows, and they tried to arrest him, but he took some of his own strychnine. Happy looking little Jasper, isn't he? So they set up the Joker.
Yeah, and then they never did it, did they?
I don't know if they ever did a follow-up to Gotham by Gaslight. I think they might have, but it was like long after I stopped reading comics.
Oh, damn it. Mezco's done a damn good job with this one.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Little throwing knives. It's got an unmasked head. It's got a mask he can hold. Yeah, it's really, really nice job, Mezco.
Yeah. And Mattel did one, too, that was okay.
Yeah, Mattel did one.
I mean, it's been forever since I've read that.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't remember there being a glider. Yeah. So maybe that's from the sequel.
Could be.
I don't know.
Please
don't tag me on the iTunes reviews. I don't remember a comic I read in college.
I'm curious to see how much this figure is.
Oh, 70?
Pre-order, $115.
Okay.
Non-refundable deposit of $28.75 to be charged.
Yipes.
Yeah.
So, that's because of the glider.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Boy, does it. One more Diamond Select 2021 San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. This one being a Muppets 2-pack of Bunsen and Beaker.
Yep, except they got blowed up.
They got blowed up real good.
The lab blowed up.
Yeah, the lab blowed up.
Now, those are just the same ones, like...
They've released.
They've been doing for years, though, right?
Yes.
Like they those were like a Toys R Us back in the day, right?
Yeah, they're milking this for all it's worth.
Okay.
They're not as great as the Palisades line, though.
They're okay. They're just a little, like, not... the biggest mistake they ever made was not making them compatible.
Yeah, had they made them compatible with the Palisades line...
I think more people would have bought them.
Oh, yeah.
I would have. I would have bought figures that I didn't have from Palisades.
Yes, exactly. We got our first look, thanks to Entertainment Weekly, of the Masters Universe Revelation cartoon, which starts now on July 23rd on Netflix. Will be broken up into two parts, and part one will be 5 episodes. So it's very interesting. It's
That's a 2000X Prince Adam.
Well, that's what they're saying, is these are very, like, almost 2000X styled updates in a way.
Yeah, but, like, if it's supposed to be a continuation of the classic Filmation one, that don't make no sense.
Right.
Because suddenly he, like, lost 200 pounds of muscle.
When he's Prince Adam?
Prince Adam.
I know. So, everyone's thought process is something happens to He-Man in the first episode, and then the rest of the show is...
Well, apparently Orko goes into mourning and goes into a goth phase. Tila cuts her hair in a very unfortunate way.
I don't know. Roboto in a smock is spectacular.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're a robot, you don't want to get stuff on your shirt.
Yeah. I'll be curious. I'll watch it. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. So
I won't. because I don't really care about He-Man.
Exactly.
But, so if it's good or bad, I don't care.
Dave's not going to lose any sleep.
Although, I do like that Faker cat. Yes. I thought that was a cool touch. Yeah, and the suit. Like, that's one thing that, like, even classics didn't do, was do a figure of the suit. The suit. They should have.
Yeah, they should have. According to Variety, those not wanting to go see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings in movie theaters, you won't have to wait long until it gets a home release, because 45 days from its September 3rd theatrical release, it will be available on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yep.
I assume we're going to go see it in the theaters.
Yeah. I'm not waiting 45 days. I'm going to see it.
Well, also, like, I like seeing movies in theaters.
Yeah. Although I've seen a lot of people now, because of all this, are like, well, I probably won't go back to the movie theaters anytime soon.
Well, then don't. Period.
Yeah, don't go. We'll gladly go and take your seat.
Yeah. I like to stretch out.
Like, I think for some people, though, like, for us, it's the experience. Like, I like going to the movie theater.
I mean, number one, I don't want to have the movie completely spoiled.
Yes.
I like watching the movie in the theater.
Yes.
You know.
We will be going to see Black Widow on July 9th.
Is it July now?
It's July.
God damn.
So we'll get Loki before we get Black Widow.
Quit pushing stuff back, Marvel. Shang-Chi's a weird one. I have mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Mandarin apparently is the Mandarin.
Yes.
And according to the toy, and I don't know why the box of the toy would lie to people, like, it is, you know, the Ten Rings are the Ten Rings from Iron Man.
Yeah.
Like, this is the whole Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Like, this guy has been, like, part of this thing from the start. And then, of course, there's the famous, I don't remember what movie it's appended to, but, you know, they used to add, like, little short films to the backs of Marvel movies.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the one with Trevor's in prison.
Yeah, when they were on DVD. When they brought him out on DVD.
Yeah. Trevor's in prison, and he's being interviewed, and it turns out the guy interviewing him works for the real Mandarin.
Yeah.
Who's a little ticked off at him.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'd be very, yeah, I don't know.
So I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm very curious about him too. I want to see it. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a lack of Marvel TV showrunners for Disney Plus.
I didn't know that. Somehow the shows are getting made.
Variety talked to several TV writers and showrunners who are concerned that Marvel Studios may be doing away with the role of showrunner altogether.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
How will shows get made?
But Marvel, let's see. So, you know, for decades, TV's traditionally run on the showrunner model, in which one and occasionally two writer executive producers run the show and has final say. Marvel's been judiciously avoiding using the word showrunner to describe the roles of the creatives who are spearheading the writing side of the show, instead calling WandaVision's Jake Shaper and Falcon of the Winter Soldier's Malcolm Spellman head writer.
Okay. That feels very six of one, half a dozen of another.
Carrie Skoglund, who directed all the episodes of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, said in an interview following the show's finale, Marvel is using the features model. Effectively, the studio is making its TV shows as if they were roughly six-hour movies, applying the same production methodology it used for the 23 unprecedentedly successful interconnected feature films that comprise the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That means empowering directors to lead a crew... To lead a lot of creative decision making in collaboration with a small cadre of hands-on Marvel creative executives who are with the project from the beginning and report up to Kevin Feige.
Well, here's the thing, because the Marvel model is kind of like, it's a little like the BBC model,
right?
Where it's like a season. Like, it's not that necessarily it's a season and done per se, but the seasons are sort of all their own, the one thing. Whereas with like a normal TV show, you could go on 5-6 years. And you need someone, you know, and also on network TV, you have, I don't know how many they are now. Back in the day, they were like 20 episodes. There's a lot of episodes.
Right.
And there's a lot to keep track of, and there's a lot to coordinate, and especially if you're doing anything complicated story-wise, you know, you've got to keep track of everything. You need someone to be in charge and keep track. These are like six-hour movies.
Yeah.
As opposed to like 23-hour movies.
Yes.
So, you know, I think a showrunner is probably more necessary for a traditional... long-running TV show as opposed to a series like WandaVision that's one and done.
Yeah.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier will probably be a completely different show next time it comes around.
Yep.
Like, you know, so they are small movies.
Yeah.
And I don't know how things are made, but like, apparently they're doing just fine without showrunners, so, you know.
The article goes on to say this, leaving TV writers worried about the future of TV now that Marvel has two hits under its belt using the newfangled model. Variety notes that writers outside of the Marvel sphere fear that Marvel's approach will diminish the wide creative autonomy showrunners have traditionally wielded in TV, with directors and executives not just calling more shots within the production, but also sitting in the writer's room and requesting rewrites. At some point, it'll bite them in the ass when it comes to recruiting top-shelf writer talent. A writer of elevated genre TV, told Variety. If you're a mid-level writer getting a giant bump to run a Marvel show, of course you're going to do it. But if you're an experienced showrunner with multiple shows under your belt, are you going to work under those conditions? Probably
yes.
not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
You don't understand. They fucking are.
Here's the thing. Like, TV, Hollywood, particularly TV, is brutal. Like, oh, you'll give me a job? Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like, the guys who created MASH couldn't get work afterwards. Like, a lot of these guys that create, like, really famous TV shows don't work afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just they're too old, they're too out of it. So, like, if someone offers you a job, you're going to take it in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there are a couple of artists who will turn up their noses. And again, they're saying, oh, well, directors are blah, blah. Again, on a standard weekly TV show that runs a dozen, 20 episodes, directors are hired guns. That's yeah. the way TV works.
Yep.
The guy, I mean, I remember that was a old Star Trek, the classic Star Trek. They always had the big delays were always the directors came in who had never worked on the show before, didn't know what they were doing,
yeah,
like
yeah.
always wanted to do things differently.
Yeah.
You know, they would tell them to push this button. It's like, but that button fires the phasers. It doesn't
yeah.
scan.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so like, yeah, directors in TV are traditionally hired guns, whereas it's a movie model. This is people defending their fiefdom. It's like, showrunner, I guess, is like a big prize for writers.
Yes.
So the writers are against this development.
Yes. But I don't think it's going to change TV in general. It's just,
I mean, that's TV's not already the way... going. TV's already going the way it's going. Like,
yeah.
Like, nobody cares about TV anymore.
It's just, as long as Kevin Feige's involved in Marvel Studios, this is how they're going to run things, and this is what you're going to have to do. And yeah, again, like we said, I don't see any big showrunner who wants to take a stab at Marvel's.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a whole other second
like,
thing.
Hey,
like,
we want you to come run the show and be head writer.
We want you to work
like,
for Marvel.
Yeah, you're going to pay me? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, oh, from what I understand, though, like, I guess Disney's going through like a big reorganization of their, like, how they're handling
yeah.
the various departments.
Yeah, but they won't touch Pixar, they won't touch Marvel.
From what I understand, they're not going anywhere near Marvel.
No,
like,
they will not.
Like, Feige's the lord and master of his dominion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what Pixar, and I guess Lucasfilm's getting looked at. Because they've been pastas. Means naughty.
Although people, it's really weird, because people have, I mean, everybody, of course, is has their own opinion of the shows. I still think WandaVision was spectacular.
I enjoyed it.
I thought
very much.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, people said it was a misfire. And I'm like, I don't know what show you guys watched, but
yeah, I
watched
it.
A show that I enjoyed.
I mean, I see some of the criticism, but I'm not sure they're necessarily wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
But like,
the
they're not deal breakers for me.
No.
And in fact, I almost think some of them are less a bug than a feature. Like, I think the Flag Smashers were supposed to be kind of weak villains.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, people are like, oh, well, he accepted the shield at the end of Endgame, so why do we have to go? Because he was kind of, like, on the spot.
Because he didn't think he deserved it.
No, I mean, like I don't see that as a huge retcon that he suddenly had second thoughts. Like, I can...
He had second thoughts when Steve handed it to him.
I know, but, like, people are like, well, then he made up his mind, blah, blah. I'm like, you don't know what was in his mind.
No.
And you don't know what he felt the minute he went home and, like, had to hold that shield on his arm and had to face becoming, you know, like... I totally get him having second thoughts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, and they're like, well, they just, all they did was get him back to where he was at the end of Endgame. I'm like, I mean...
He wasn't even there at the end of Endgame.
But here's the thing. Even if he was, what movie in a superhero franchise really, 9 times out of 10, doesn't get you back pretty much to where you are? There's very little real change.
I mean, the whole line of Steve going, how does it feel? And he goes, like it belongs to someone
else. Yeah.
He
and Steve says it doesn't, but like...
Steve says it doesn't.
But Sam doesn't like go, you're right, I'm Captain America
yeah,
now.
No, Jesus.
I'm people. Totally comfortable in this
Sometimes
role.
I don't think people understand how storytelling works.
I understand the complaint, but I don't see it. I guess I can see around that. Like, okay, yeah, you can say that he was cool with it at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But you can also say that he went home. I know if I got the shield, I'd be pissing my pants.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the point of Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Was that Sam wasn't comfortable being Captain America. That's why he should be Captain America.
Yep.
And John was, like, totally cool with being Captain America, and that's why he couldn't handle it because he shouldn't have been
Captain America.
Yeah, because he didn't understand. He didn't really understand what he was up against.
Yeah.
Being Captain America.
Yep.
I don't know. I whatever. Plus, it gave us more Zemo.
Yes.
Like, you will never get a bad word out of me for more Zemo.
Oh, yeah. Space Jam, A New Legacy is getting ready to hit theaters and streaming. Don Cheadle apparently was on Access Hollywood to talk about his Showtime series Black Monday. He's the villain in this film.
Don Cheadle's a villain?
Yeah, he's the villain. Ooh. He's a bad guy. Have you not seen the trailer for this?
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, no.
You haven't seen the trailer?
No Michael Jordan, LeBron James. This film was dead to me from the start.
Don Cheadle confirmed Michael Jordan is in the film.
Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be.
But not in the way you'd expect it.
Oh, so. They'll probably have like a statue or something. Cowards. Monsters.
So we'll see. LeBron James.
Flash in the pan.
Aw.
Jordan won 6 NBA championships. How many rings does LeBron
have?
One
of them with the flu.
4.
Four is less than 6. Next year, sci-fi continues its wonderful degrading downward spiral into awful films.
You mean Siffy?
Yeah. Apparently, they've decided to bring the Bring It On franchise. You know, the franchise about cheerleaders.
No, that's a totally sci-fi movie.
Yeah, they decided to bring it into horror-themed movies. As Bring It On Halloween is part of its 2021-2022 slate.
I mean, to be fair, sci-fi, especially after they rebranded as Siffy or whatever, like that network's been dead forever. It's just been buying up, like, for years and years, decades at this point.
Yeah.
They just buy up movies that can't get distribution.
What should really surprise you, this is actually will be the 7th Bring It On film.
7 surprises me. If you had said 4th.
There was Bring It On Again, Bring It On All or Nothing, Bring It On In It to Win It, Bring It On Fight to the Finish, and 2017's Bring It On Worldwide Cheer Smack. I still enjoy the first movie. It's spectacular.
I just can't wait for Bring It On in Space. Every franchise has got to go to space before it dies.
My God, yes, David, you're a fucking genius. You know
they
genius.
They need to Bring It On, Fast and the Furious in space crossover, where terrorists are gonna like destroy the intergalactic cheerleading competition. So Space Vin Diesel has to like race his spaceship to save the space cheerleaders.
Yeah.
This is the movie. Make it happen.
Yeah, this is the movie. Make it happen.
And it will be better than like 90% of stuff aired on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes.
Remember when it was just like $6 Million Man reruns?
I do. I remember those good old days when it was actually pronounced Sci-Fi, not Siffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was wonderful.
I do.
I don't understand why. I guess it doesn't matter anymore because nobody cares about cable. But like that always drove me crazy. It being a little OCD, that like a channel would suddenly like change.
Oh yeah,
what its whole.
Oh yeah,
like you know, like the joke is I'm old enough to remember when MTV showed music videos. Like I am old enough to remember when MTV showed music videos. Sci-Fi Channel used to show sci-fi stuff. Now it's like lame ass horror.
Remember when G4 became the Man Network or whatever it was called?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. Spike was a big one where they went from like whoa, they were like the Nashville Channel.
Which is the National Network, and then they went to Spike.
Spike! Spike even a thing anymore?
Yeah, it's still on.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just like, VH1 became like these terrible, terrible dating shows.
Yeah.
That like, weren't even real. They were reality TV, but like at the end of the rock star wouldn't actually hook up with the winner.
Oh, I know. I know. That's like when MTV started airing The Hills. That was just a famously fake reality TV show. Like, not fake, the fact that reality TV shows are fake, like, fake scripted fake reality TV show.
Yeah.
I was around when MTV actually played music all day long.
Well, and then it didn't stick, but there was that one brief period where Cartoon Network was actually in your face about having live action shows. We're doing live action now. And
oh,
was like,
yeah.
Why? Yeah, it's Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. Why would you do this? We don't want
it. Hey, speaking of Cartoon Network,
yeah,
they announced, for those of you who are into Adult Swim,
They
announced a Venture Brothers movie, to wrap it up. Yeah. Metalpocalypse movie to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And a third.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
Yeah. Like, I knew they did one. I didn't know they did a second one.
Yeah.
Wow. So, hopefully they'll wrap up
Aqua Teen. What was the first one called? Aqua Teen Hunger Force semicolon movie or something like that?
Something like that. That's the one with Bruce Campbell as, like, the taco or something, and he dies immediately.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Aqua Teen Hunger Force, after all these years, still makes me laugh. Am I juvenile? Yes. Fuck you, I am. I don't give a shit.
That's as close as I'm ever going to be, like, nicely toasted.
With Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Watching Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I assume that's what people who are good and baked
dude,
see the world as.
The episode where there's just, like, raw chicken sitting around and Meatwad and Shake get, like...
I don't remember that one.
Their faces are all swollen up, and Meatwad can't see. Man, Shake, is that you? Or Frylock, is that you? I can't see nothing. Jesus Christ, Meatwad! My eyes, I can't see nothing. They're all pussy. Oh, that whole series is on my Plex, Dave. You should go watch it.
I'm sure. I've watched. Go back and watch. I've watched them all.
Oh God, that show.
The Moon Men had the. I can't remember what the belt was.
Oh God,
it was some band. I can't remember the name of the band, but they were like, it was Dirty White Boy.
That show. That was my introduction, and well, Beavis and Butthead was my real introduction to ridiculous, stupid humor. But that was like. I think Aqua Teen Hunger Force took it to a whole, like, a smart, ridiculous, stupid humor.
Oh, I don't know about smart, but, like, it was ridiculous. Again, it was that and Syphil and Ollie on MTV.
Oh, like God, Syphil and Ollie.
Like, I never did drugs, but I don't think I needed to.
Yeah, you didn't need to. Syphil and Ollie, God.
Calls from the public.
I forgot Syphil and Ollie.
Well, it was pretty obscure.
Well, but it was a knock on Davy and Goliath, wasn't it?
No, you're thinking of Moral Oral.
Oh, I'm thinking of Moral Oral.
Which was, yes. like that was a weird one, because that first season was, like, just kind of a knock on of
David and Goliath. Yeah.
And then the next season was, like, this weird, amazingly good, but, like, deep, dark story about a kid realizing his parents don't have all the answers. And, it was, like, I mean, it was really dark and amazing. And then the ending is sublime. It's, like, because he you see him as an adult. And he's gotten past it. Like he's got a happy life because he's not like his parents.
Right.
And
that's
just
fascinating.
Oh, that's set, because that first season is like, you know, the dog dies and they bury him and he right. kind of, like it's Pet Cemetery meets a zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's random wackiness. That second season is all about darkness and depression and loss of faith, and maybe it's not the second, but it's the last season. And it's like just, and apparently if they were going to keep going forward, they were going to like move away from Oral and different characters. That's also the show that introduced me to the Mountain Goats, which is a band that's...
Right.
That specializes in super depressing songs.
Jesus. Oh, I'll have to go back and watch that. I think I only watched the first season of Moral.
Oh, like whatever the last season is, watch that. It is amazing.
Some of these shows get a bad rap. People are like, oh, they're dumb, and then they just don't watch them. And you're like, you should probably watch that
show.
Well,
I mean, sometimes, like, you know.
Like they're dumb, yes, but they.
Like, you know, you go back and watch the first season of Simpsons, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Like, I think you get, like, I think I say get to, like, the third or fourth for Simpsons.
The only cartoon series I ever watched that the first season has not been rough is probably Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. I figured you were going to say that.
Because it seems like that show, like, they were just running on all cylinders, like, right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Like, two episodes in, and you're like, all right, I see where this show's going.
But I mean, like other like non cartoon. I know, like Next Generation is very famously, the first season's bad,
oh, bad.
And the second season's terrible.
Yeah,
because they got caught in the writer strike.
Yeah, and then the third season, you're like, oh, this is a good show.
3 to 6, amazing series.
7 and 8.
They only went to 7. By 7 they'd run out of gas. 7's the one where they have Beverly Crusher hooks up with the ghost that was banging her grandma.
Oh yeah, yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, this is a Star Trek show.
Well, this is happening.
This is a thing.
Could be like Grey's Anatomy.
It could be.
They're getting ready to go on season 17.
Because that was around before my mother died.
Yeah, yeah. Carrie still watches it religiously.
Well,
and now I watch it because she watches it. So now I'm involved in it.
Well, you know, Sandra Oh's leaving.
Well, she left a long time ago, my friend.
Somebody left.
She's been gone a long time.
Somebody's leaving, I thought. Or maybe I just got like a really old YouTube video.
You might have got an old YouTube video. I think the rumor is Sandra Oh's going to come back before the series finale.
Okay. Like, apparently. Actually come back, or, like, the way that they brought back George Clooney in ER for, like, a scene.
Oh, yeah.
A shot.
At the very end.
Well, because the nurse left and went to Seattle where he was, and he was in the cast. Which was still cool that he shot that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I appreciate that he did that.
Because he was way into his movie career by then.
Yeah, he was pretty far along.
But he knew that show made him.
Yeah, I think so. You know.
I honestly think Roseanne made his career, but I could be wrong.
No, it's Facts of Life.
Yeah, but he was a big part of Roseanne for the first, like, maybe third season.
He was in Roseanne the second season.
Was it second season?
That's the one where they were working at the factory.
Yes.
Yeah, no, and he was in, like, a couple episodes.
In the Connors, the factory's open again.
Okay, like, they haven't worked at the factory since the second season. She got fired.
And they
started the Loose Meat restaurant.
The Lunch Pail.
Yeah, they started Loose Meat, and then Dan had a bike shop that failed.
Yep.
He used to be a big fan of Roseanne.
Dan's had a... Oh, we still watch it. It's on Cozy TV every night from like 8 to 10, man.
Okay.
So Carrie and I are like, I think we've seen every season now multiple times because they just air 4 episodes back to back, and you're like, oh, all right. But yeah, I remember we've been watching some of the earlier seasons, and Carrie's just like, ugh. God, I wanted to kill Becky. Because she's such a pain in the ass. She's like, I remember watching this as a kid and hating her because she was terrible.
And then they swapped her out for the girl from Scrubs.
Yep. And then she came back.
Yeah, I know. She came back, and then they brought back Sarah Shaw, too.
Yeah. Yeah, for the Disney World episode. Like, that was a big thing, and she came back, and then Roseanne's like, where have you been? Yeah. And, of course, when they started Roseanne back up, Sarah Chalk and Lacey...
Shabbert.
No, not Lacey Shabbert. No. I can't think of her last, but her first name's Lacey. They were in the show together, so that was kind of neat. Yeah. Good old Roseanne. That show's ridiculous. It's good times, David. Good times.
Indeed.
Glad we got to talk about some old stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted by
I know you got a question on your messages.
Yes.
Yes. Did you answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently Molly wants to know if I would provide bail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for her?
I would assume.
Okay. Well.
I'm assuming it's a joke.
I hope so.
I got my fingers crossed, sweetheart.
Be honest,
I know she's had issues with one of her coworkers. So
there's only so many people that I would probably go to jail for.
I'm not going to jail for her. I'm just like,
well, I'm just
saying, pony up a couple $100 if she.
Yeah, there are a couple reasons why I probably would go to jail, but I don't know if I'd ever act on any of them. I guess if it pushed into a corner, I would.
Without going into TMI information. Like, I know you would.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I stopped you from committing murder.
Yeah, that's true. Not murder, bodily harm.
Okay.
Not to me, but to somebody else.
Look. At some point, you can't control what happens once the baseball bat lands on the skull.
Oh, yeah. I had a putter in the back of that truck, too. It was going to get used.
Yeah, you had something.
Oh, yeah. It was going to get used.
Good time.
Oh, good time.
Happy time.
Happy times. Well, gang, that's going to wrap the show up for David and I this week.
On an upbeat note.
We'll be back next week with an all-new episode, so make sure you tune in then. Until next week, David.
You know, let's go home, but you can't stay here.
Of the Toy Bar Peeps, oh, it's closed. Peace out.
Man, they just keep talking about how they murder people. One star out of four. Worst podcast ever.
Murder board.
Why can't they just talk about toys? It's a toy podcast.